Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool have the necessary firepower for next season by Leanne Prescott. With Liverpool set to hold firm and rebuff any approaches for Daniel Sturridge this summer, it's highly unlikely Jurgen Klopp will add to his striking options. That shouldn't come as much of a surprise to fans, despite their desires to see Aubameyang or Lacazette lining up in red for the upcoming Premier League season. There are much more pressing needs that must be addressed. Left-back, centre-back and central midfield have already been outlined as the priority, leaving certain financial constraints over getting a new forward. So then, with no new striker set to move to Anfield this summer, do Liverpool have the firepower they need to make a successful season? Roberto Firmino. The Brazilian has become Klopp's go-to forward, given his work rate and willingness to track back in support of his teammates. He's an essential cog within Klopp's system, and while 11 goals during the 2016-17 season is hardly revolutionary, it's his off-the-ball play that has won the hearts of Liverpool fans, not to mention his iconic shirt celebration. Creating an average of 2.23 chances per 90 minutes, Firmino was at the heart of Liverpool's free-flowing attacking trio that caused so many teams problems last season with their flexibility. In comparison, Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez created 2.18 chances per game, while Divock Origi created 0.96. One criticism of the 25-year-old will be his finishing ability. Unlike some of the top strikers in the division, Firmino doesn't possess that killer instinct in front of goal that Liverpool so desperately needed at times during the campaign. Take the game against Arsenal at Anfield, for example, when the Brazilian squandered numerous chances to put the game to bed before Jorginho Wijnaldum secured the 3 points. As Liverpool's new number 9, the pressure on Firmino couldn't be greater, but he has already shown during his time in the club that he's capable of rising to the challenge, and his all-round displays will be crucial to Klopp's successes during 2017-18. Daniel Sturridge. Second in command and likely to stay for another season on Merseyside, Daniel Sturridge is the world-class striker Liverpool need. His frustratingly frequent injuries aside, the England international's quality is undeniable. Scoring a total of 7 goals for the season, Sturridge achieved a rate of 1 goal per 152 minutes, higher than that of any other player at the club. That tells you all you need to know about what he can offer next season. When he's in the team, Liverpool look like a completely different prospect. His movement and decisiveness in front of goal is second to none, and as Klopp himself has said, he has the ability to change a game in an instant. That's the kind of player you want to keep around at your club, and it's clear to see why the German wants Sturridge to remain at Anfield. His fitness will forever come under scrutiny, but if Jurgen Klopp can manage it in the way he did for the top four run-in, Sturridge could well play a key part in their bid to challenge on all fronts. Divock Origi. The Belgian enjoyed a rather mixed bag last season, scoring 11 goals in 14 starts. Predominantly utilised from the bench, Origi made 20 sub-appearances for the Reds, playing his part in seeing out a top four finish. However, while he remains a man with plenty of potential, there were times when he appeared to really struggle, particularly as a lone striker. Up against the physical centre-backs of the Premier League, the 22-year-old often gets beaten down and unable to make the ball stick. It remains to be seen whether Origi will be shipped off on loan for the upcoming season, but should he stay, he's proven he can play a part. With Liverpool set to battle on four fronts, he'll have an increasingly important role. Danny Ings. Ah, Danny, you've got a feel for the lad. Since making a dream move to Liverpool, Ings has suffered 2 ACL injuries that have consequently prevented him from establishing himself under both Brendan Rodgers and, up to this point, Jurgen Klopp. The way in which he has handled himself, though, through such harrowing setbacks is commendable and testament to the true professional that he is. The English striker will never stop working, and that never-say-die attitude is exactly what makes him such a great fit for Jurgen's style of play. Liverpool can't rely on him week in, week out, but Danny Ings' quality both in front of goal and off the ball via pressing will give more options ahead of the new campaign. He hasn't yet been given a fair crack of the whip, but should he manage to get a strong pre-season under his belt, he'll certainly add to Liverpool's firepower. Dominic Solanke. The former Chelsea man marked the start of the summer incomings at Anfield, and having impressed during England's World Cup triumph, there is plenty of optimism over what he can bring. Securing the Golden Boot Award for that competition, Solanke showed the exact composure in front of goal that saw him gain such rave reviews from Jose Mourinho and co. A lack of first-team chances saw him part ways with the London club, but given both Sturridge and Ings' poor injury records, Solanke could find himself with more opportunities than many expect. He's shown a ruthlessness coupled with incisive vision that will be good assets should Klopp choose to utilise them, particularly in the domestic cup competitions. Liverpool may not have the killer name up front that their rivals do. Chelsea with Costa, Arsenal with Sanchez, Tottenham with Kane and Manchester City with Aguero. But fans should be optimistic about the firepower at Klopp's disposal. The prospects of a new forward doing the famous Melwood lean in the coming weeks is becoming more and more unlikely, but there will be depth and quality in abundance ahead of a demanding season. Firmino tops the pecking order, but Sturridge, Origi, Ings and Solanke can provide meat to the bones to challenge in four different competitions and make 2017-18 a successful one. Roll on next season. You know, it was just at the end of that piece where I was reading out the four names in a row there, the list of Sturridge, Origi, Ings and Solanke, that it kind of struck me, as it hadn't all the way through narrating the piece up to then, that actually, ironically, despite the title of the piece, seems quite a lightweight foursome up top. We've got a talented kid breaking through, the equivalent of that talented kid a year or two on in Origi, a very, very badly injured guy making his recuperation with no guarantees as to how he'll be, and a guy who's been permanently injured who's world-class. And I know the drift of Leanne's piece is upbeat and sort of reassuring in that, look, these guys can do the thing. And if these guys were all playing at the top of their game, then perhaps they could do enough with Roberto Firmino as the guy who we're all expecting will be. He's the fifth member of the group and the guy who we're expecting will start most games. I don't know. I honestly don't know if that's enough. And I hadn't thought about it before, and I was quite calm about the fact that everything would be okay. And of course, obviously, if Danny Sturridge was injury-free for a season, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I wouldn't be making this point. But just listening to that list there, I'm not 100% sure, I have to say. But look, I suppose I'm naturally inclined towards a sort of fatalistic view of the world anyway, so maybe Leanne's got it spot on in her youthful optimism, and we'll go with that. What the hell do I know anyway?
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.